Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's November 25th, 2019. I am Benjamin Bernstein, and I'm here with...
Makisala.
And we got some new tech. We have the video camera raised, and I think it's at a much nicer angle now than it was.
What do you guys think? Do you guys think this angle's a little better?
Well, they can't speak right now, baby.
They can chat, maybe.
You can type in the chat window with your impression. Also, we have a new Boundary microphone, which we're hoping will give us much better sound. So we've already done the sound check before we kind of kicked the recorder on, so we're good with that.
Yes, thanks for helping us with that.
Yeah. So tonight we've got a special event. We're going to work with mental chatter. And this will be experiential and interactive. And when I asked a few days ago, I put out a little question to the Awakening Plus membership, and I said, what's your biggest spiritual challenge? And the single most common answer was mental chatter. And, of course, if you can eliminate the mental chatter, then you're moving really close to awakening.
Monkey mind.
Yeah. So I figured we would just start, and for the purpose of doing this, we're actually going to begin without the usual calling of the allies, and that's very deliberate. We might call them a bit later, but we're doing that quite on purpose. So we've got a couple of people on the line, which is less than usual. So I'm going to count on you two to be really interactive with us and give us feedback. So we really hope you'll help us with that. So right now, as we start, we're beginning our process now, and I want you to just notice your mental chatter. And don't do a thing about it. Just tune into it and just watch it. And I'm going to be silent for a short while and just watch the workings of your own mind and what it's doing while you just kind of watch it. And start now. Alrighty, so I'm going to unmute you guys, and actually I'll do, Jeannie, I'm going to unmute you, and if you prefer not to share, just say pass, and I'll mute you right back. I don't want to put any pressure on anyone, but I'm going to unmute Jeannie now, and so Jeannie, was there mental chatter going on during that little experiment?
Yes, there was one good thing compared to what I normally have for mental chatter, is that at least it was about the environment. Like, I was really quiet, and then acorns were falling outside, so I had mental chatter about that.
Okay.
You know, so at least I wasn't just chattering off away from my environment.
Okay, cool. All right, but I just wanted to establish, without doing any effort, there was mental chatter, okay?
Yes.
Now we have I'm going to mute. Thank you for the feedback.
I really appreciate it. The acorns. That's great. If you were in our neighborhood, you'd have black bears. They would be eating your acorns.
Oh, my goodness.
And having acorns, having acorns is okay. All right, so so let's unmute our other guest. Hang on.
They're anonymous. They're on the phone.
So hello. And who do we have here on the phone?
Monday.
Mate, thank you. And did you have any mental? Okay, cool. Mate, did you have any mental chatter during that little process?
Yes, I'm guilty of actually answering a text, so it was my fault. I'm trying to let everybody know that I'm doing my shamanic stuff to leave me alone. So that was my last text. But
okay, cool.
Start next time. I apologize.
No, it's all good. All right, so we had mental chatter on both counts. That's all I wanted to establish. So now, I'm going to mute you both back. And now... okay, good. So everyone's muted. So now, part two is, I want you to... I'm going to be silent again in just a moment. And now the trick is to watch the mental chatter. And this time... And if you're on the recording here, please play along with us. This is experiential, and if you do this stuff, you'll get the benefit. I'm hoping you will, I think. So now, as I go silent, I want you to try to stop the mental chatter through mental effort. Just try to not make it happen. Go. Keep trying to stop that mental chatter. And stop. Okay. So let's once again get feedback. Jeannie, I'm going to bring you in first. So Jeannie, were you successful in stopping the mental chatter through mental effort?
Benjamin, I think that might be impossible.
Okay. So it didn't work, did it? I didn't actually think it would, but it was important that we try.
So, thanks for playing along, Jean.
Thanks for playing. And now we'll go back to Maite.
You're awesome.
Maite, you there?
Yes, I am. I agree 100% with Jeannie. I was just very useless. I kept wanting to go back to Beth, and I'm like, yeah, that's not going to work.
Okay, good. That's what I was hoping you would realize. So thank you for the feedback. I'm going to meet you again.
You guys are so much fun. I love it.
Oh, we now have Nikki with us, too.
Hi, Nikki. Or so Nikki's iPad, anyway. Yeah.
So welcome, Nikki. Welcome. We'll bring you into the fun here in just a moment. We're doing some interactive work on... So what we've established so far is when we just watched the mind, there was chatter, and then when we tried to stop it with effort, it didn't work. Chatter
kept going. And tonight's call is all about calming the mind.
Yeah. So now we're going to try a very simple thing. So again, just take a sec. I'm going to give you just a few seconds. Just observe how much chatter there is in this moment starting now. And rate it on a 1 to 10. 10 is just all kinds of chatter all over the place, and 1 would be like just a perfectly still mind. So just assign a numeric value on that scale to your chatter right now. Good. So now we're going to take 3 slow, deep breaths. So inhale with me deeply into the body. Hold, and slowly exhale. Once again, a slow, deep breath in. Hold. Slow, deep breath out. One more, slow, deep breath in. Hold, slow, deep breath out. Now, gauge the chatter and rate, and as soon as you get a sense of it, give it another 1 to 10 rating. Okay, that should be enough. McKeeslet, did your chatter shift, or did you have any in the first place? Or?
Well, it's kind of funny because, I didn't really have a whole lot of chatter, except when Andy was walking around. And then I was fine, even for the second check. And I actually had more chatter in the last check than I did before.
Okay.
And so it went from like a 3 to a 5. And with the breath, because I'm thinking ahead, right? I'm thinking ahead about because I'm up next. So I that just totally blew it for me because...
All right, so you had an extenuating circumstance.
I unfortunately am not the best subject to ask that question.
We're going
to
throw out your results. So let's, Jeannie, we're going to check back with you. So Jeannie.
I went from a 4 to a 2.
Oh,
so drop by half just with breathing. Excellent. Thank you. I'm going to check in with Nikki next. Hang on. So Nikki, hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome. So did you notice any shift in mental chatter after the 3 breaths?
Yes, but I need to settle down. I just tuned in. And so it's not because of what you're doing wonderfully. I just was still chattering.
Okay.
That's okay.
Did you get a chance to try the experiment before and after? Was there any difference, or were you just too busy getting settled in to really do it properly?
I didn't do it both times, yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, so we'll throw out your results
more here.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thanks very much. And then we'll check with Maite. So Maite, what about for you?
Hi.
What?
It was wonderful. It worked really well for me. I went from like a 5 to about a 2.
Woo!
Nice.
Okay, awesome. All right, thank you for the feedback. We really appreciate
That's
it.
Great.
So, yeah. So what we've discovered is that just taking 3 slow breaths, if you're not otherwise distracted,
or trying to settle in,
can
right?
really make mm-hmm. a quick difference. So even just that is cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Indeed. So this is a perfect segue then, because
you're up.
So what I want to talk a little bit about is pranayama breath work. And I'm new to this practice, to breathing with in pranayama fashion. And incorporating it into my work, my practice, my self-care practice. And pranayama is alternate nostril breathing. Perhaps you've already heard of this. And for those who are on the call or not on the call, there's so much information online that you can find out about pranayama breath work. What's beautiful, so the name pranayama, prana means breath, right? Life force. Of course, our life force is what sustains our body, right? Especially in the chakras, bringing life force into each chakra. And anma, A-Y-M-A, translates to extend or to draw out. So we're drawing out our life force through our breath. And we can even direct it consciously to where we feel that might be best served in our body if we are working in a particular chakra. So, put the two together, it means breath extension, which I think is so beautiful. It's kind of ironic that I'm even doing this discussion with you because, although I've had some great healing work done recently, asthma has been a constant companion of mine since I was a teenager. So, talk about having an experience with breath that, can be very challenging. And there's other things out there. There's other conditions. And just being anxious and nervous and just coming in from a long day can really be benefited from pranayama breath. So I'd like us to try it. Now, this is kind of funny too, because this is alternate nostril breathing, right? And I don't know if you'll be able to see me well enough. Maybe I'll try to lean in a little bit
closer. And some people will only be on audio.
That's
so
true.
Be sure
well,
to fully
describe.
Well,
I'll be very detailed, yeah. So, now what I love really about this practice, what are some of the benefits of this practice? Well, it can help shift your brain waves. It can help raise your frequency. And it activates the parasympathetic and the parasympathetic system within the body. So that's opposite of flight or flight. So it's calming. And it also activates the vagus nerve. So it's also a calming to the vagus nerve. Okay.
So you don't have to go to Nevada.
You don't have to go to Nevada. Thank you, honey. So I don't know if you've ever done this before, but I'm going to attempt, for the very first time publicly, to lead us in a practice of pranayama breathing. Now, it is said that I place my index finger and my middle finger on my third eye. And with the pinky extended, as well as the thumb extended, like so, because the pinky just kind of is free form for the whole practice. So the idea here is to breathe in while covering with the thumb the right nostril. So you breathe through the left nostril first, then you hold your breath just to pause, and then you exhale through the right nostril while covering the left nostril with your ring finger. So it goes something like this. And then you inhale.
On the right.
On the right. Pause. Remove the index finger and substitute with the thumb on the right nostril and exhale through the left nostril.
She meant remove the ring finger.
Oh, did I see that? Sorry. So let's do this one more time in sequence. So the thumb is on the right nostril, and you inhale. Pause. And substitute, you put the ring finger over the left nostril, and remove the right thumb, your thumb from the right nostril, and exhale. Now you'll inhale through the right nostril, and pause. Place the thumb over the right nostril, and remove the ring finger from the left nostril, and exhale. So, we can do this all. Now, there's variations on this breath. There's a breath called square breath, which actually helps to balance out all of the chakras. And I wasn't planning on doing that tonight, but it's also called the box breath if you look it up online. But I think just doing the pranayama breath tonight would be a great place to start. And what's beautiful about it is you do it at your own pace. And miraculously enough, despite my sneezing earlier, I actually can breathe through both nostrils, which is a miracle because usually my right one's closed. So why don't we take a few moments, maybe just a minute, and practice this. And as you're inhaling, you breathe deep down into the belly, down into the core, into the sacral, expanding the lower waist, and then hold the breath and then exhale. So as you're inhaling, you can just put your awareness on the breath. As you exhale, you can just breathe out gratitude.
Are we going to do a kind of a chatter check before we do the before and after?
Sure, that's a great idea. So let's just sit in an upright position is best. Sit well, hands on your lap or on your knees, whether you're in a chair or sitting Indian, sitting with your legs crossed. I'm breaking that habit. And just for a few minutes, just for a moment, let's just tune into the breath, breathe at your own pace, and check in with your mental chatter. Has it shifted from the last check? Okay, I think we have an idea of where our mental chatter is at. So now let's start the practice. And again, we're going to do it at your own pace. And we'll time it for roughly a minute, okay? And again, you put your middle finger and your pointer finger on your third eye, and you start on the left side with thumb over the right nostril. So I will leave you to it. Take in a nice deep breath. Two or three more rounds. Last one. You can put your hand on your lap and just notice. Notice what you notice. Resume your normal breath. How is your body feeling? How is your mind reacting? So I personally would love some feedback.
Ooh, we can do that.
So, Maestro?
Alrighty, so we'll start with Jeannie again.
If she is ready, that would be great.
So here comes Jeannie getting unmuted.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
So how did that affect the... Oh, do you want to lead this baby?
Yeah, that'd be right. Great.
Excuse me.
That's
jump
okay,
in.
Thank you.
So, yeah, thank you, Methuselah.
Yeah, go right ahead.
That was great. I've done it in the past, but it was so hard that it was... It's such a simple thing, but it's easy to make it not simple.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you making it simple.
Oh, honey, thank you. Well, great.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's kind of a lot, you know, it's kind of funny because we're trying not to have a lot of thought, right? But it takes a lot of thought to coordinate all of that.
Well, the first time, yeah.
Yeah.
So when I did the check, there was a few thoughts, and it was easy to go, well, just let them go. And I just let them go. It was amazing.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yay.
So thank you.
Wonderful. Well done. Thank you. All right. We're going to mute. Put you back on mute. All right. Nikki, get ready. You ready? And you're live. You there? Uh-oh.
You unmuted her and she left.
Uh-oh.
I guess she didn't want to be unmuted.
Maybe, okay.
Maybe she'll come back.
Maybe she'll come back. All right. I'm sorry. All right, so.
Maite,
are you there?
Hi.
So
I've done that practice before for meditation. And it takes some coordination, but once you have it, it was effortless the way you explained it. And I'm not on the Zoom today. I just called in. And but the mental chatter, there was almost like an energetic field that everything just felt aligned.
Yeah.
Maybe the proper the breathing techniques, maybe that really helped. Maybe there was just a lack of oxygenation on my left hemisphere, my brain. I have no idea. All I know was that it worked. That truly worked for me. And then I could just come back into normal breath and just stay focused on that part of the breath that Benjamin always leads us to when we're staying focused through the invocation. So that was wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Great. Thank you.
So are you saying that you got to zero mental chatter with the pranayama?
Yes.
Awesome.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, and see what? So I'm going to go ahead and mute you back. So what's beautiful about this is it only...
You didn't ask what my experience was.
Oh, well, let me finish my thought. So what I was going to say is you could only... It only takes three to 5 minutes to do this. And we did it for, what, like a minute? So how was your experience, dear?
Well, it's been interesting for me. I have had zero mental chatter the whole way through.
Okay.
But...
Until?
I mean, not until just none.
Oh, okay.
I mean, when we've done every single thing, there's just been silence.
Okay.
However, what was different after the... I guess I've been embodied awakening the whole time, so there was no chatter at all. But after the pranayama, there was no difference in chatter, but there was a peacefulness. There was an energetic bliss in the body from the pranayama that I didn't have before I did it.
So again, there's that balancing that happens, and it's doing a very subtle shift between the sympathetic and the parasympathetic system. And we both kind of, you know, you've been working hard and came in and from a work situation where you've been typing, getting things done, and he put up his podcast, and now you're, so maybe now you're just settled in and your parasympathetic has kicked in a little.
Maybe.
Who knows? So anyhow, that's just really cool. So I just wanted to say thank you and give everyone on the call gratitude for having this little experiment. And 3 to 5 minutes isn't long.
No. And we're not even done.
Because the best part is yet to come.
Well, that's up to people's opinions. But
tis true.
So just to review, what we've done is we started just noticing the chatter as it was, and there was quite a lot for most people. And then we tried to stop it through mental effort, and that didn't work for anyone.
In fact, it probably got a little bit worse.
Maybe. It typically does. So the mind is not equipped to stop the mind. It's, you got to go up a level.
No, that's right.
Then we just took a few slow, deep breaths, just in a normal way, and that seemed to cut the chatter by about half just by doing that.
Uh-huh.
Then we took the breathing to a whole nother level with the pranayama, much more deliberate and conscious, and that, for at least one person, stopped the chatter entirely.
Uh-huh. And changed the consciousness state.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, and I had a consciousness shift. Mm-hmm. So we've deliberately set this up so that each technique is more effective than the last.
Yes.
And I wanted to include what I knew to be less effective techniques, because some people try to do those things, and we wanted to demonstrate, you know, through your own experience, that that's not going to work. You need something more effective.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to pull out the last one, which is the embodied awakening refresher. So if you've already got to zero mental chatter, you know, but as I just noticed, even though I've miraculously been in a zero chatter state the whole time, I felt a profound energetic shift.
Mm-hmm.
So so maybe we'll take our main focus is still, is there a shift in mental chatter? If you've got any left, let's see what happens after this.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if you have the ability to notice your just energetic field and any experiential shift in that.
Mm-hmm.
So you ready?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Right. All right, so I invite you to relax. Just let a breath come and go. And just right now check how, again, notice the chatter level. The content's not important, just the general volume and you know, amount is what we're looking for. And just on a 1 to 10, 10 is just, you know, endless chatter, crazy much, and 0 or 1 would be none. So just put a number on the level of chatter you're in right now. Okay, so you may already be familiar with this, but just in case, I'll lead you. So the Embodied Awakening Refresher is designed to call your higher self into your physical body and merge the two together. And the things I always like to say before I do it, I just think they're necessary prerequisite statements, is that it's going to be like, instead of the ego driving, the higher self will drive. The ego slides to the passenger seat, so to speak. The divine drives. If the ego doesn't like what the divine's doing, it can slide over and take the wheel just instantly. The ego is immediately back in control. So the personality part of you needs to know there's no risk, it's an experiment, immediately reversible at will, if you don't like the divine's driving. The four benefits that tend to come, or they always come when you're in embodied awakening, are first, there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Second, everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Third, there's less need to think because you just know things intuitively a lot better. And there's fourth, more bliss. So those are the benefits of embodied awakening. So to get them, you're just going to ask for it and chill. So I will guide you in this process now to call in your embodied awakening. Again, noting for the record one more time, we have not set a sacred container. We're working without a container tonight quite on purpose. So so if you're willing to let your divine drive, or at least give it a test drive, then let's now have you say to your higher self the following, out loud if you can, silently if you must. So your higher self, say the following: maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Let the words go, and now just be aware of breathing. Now this time, there's no breath control. You just let it do whatever it wants. Notice it coming in, notice it going out. And the noticing is purely on a feeling level. Just feel. The things it's helpful not to do during this process: do not use effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive. Just feel the breath come and go. if distraction arises, whether that distraction is mental chatter or anything else, distraction we're going to call anything that is not just breath awareness. As soon as you notice that you're tending to that, just relax back into breath awareness again. Do this very gently, very persistently, as often as needed. And just keep coming back to breath and getting passive again. No resistance to the distraction. Just let it be what it is. You go back to your breath. And as a subtle refinement to this technique, I now invite you to discover how little effort is needed even to feel your breath. So I invite you to drop for a moment to zero effort, simply exist for a moment. Whatever arises, just let it arise. Just be totally passive and allowing for just a moment. If at zero effort there's even a trace of breath awareness on its own, stay at zero. If you have no breath awareness at zero effort, add the tiniest amount of effort that gets you the breath awareness back. As little as possible, make it really easy. And even if you're on the recording afterward, you're still very much helping shape the field. So just give this your undivided attention the best you can. Yeah, lots of people are locking into embodied awakening. I'm feeling all the ones who are going to be listening to this as a recording or watching it. Yeah, those of you who are in embodied awakening, just hang out, help others get there, regardless of where you are in time and space relative to the others. You've hit embodied awakening when four things are simultaneously true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. That feels really sweet. How's that feel to you, Methuselah?
Feels very smooth.
I think all or most of us are there. So notice if you're in embodied awakening now. Again, as a reminder, that's true if all four are true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Well done. So that's actually my favorite way to still mental chatter.
Is it really?
Yeah, this technique dropped in 2011 during an ayahuasca ceremony, and it's been my go-to ever since. It's like I've still haven't found anything to improve on it.
Can I talk about my experience?
I just wanted to... Can I throw in a story real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I just worked with a client this morning, who's one... I work with her as a coaching client, and she called in crisis. Something had happened, and she was just distraught, and she'd been, like, freaked out for hours.
Oh.
And she called me in desperation. And she kind of told me enough to, like, you know, the details of why she was stressed out don't matter, because it could have been any catalyst at all.
Yeah.
For our purposes. But I said, okay, now... First, I had her stop and take slow, deep breaths 3 times. She breathed with me. And she already was calmer by a significant degree just doing that. And she already was conversant with the embodied awakening refresher and was good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had her do that, and she was in embodied awakening within a minute.
Oh, beautiful.
So literally within 2 minutes from state of extreme level 10 crisis, mm-hmm. 2 minutes later, she was completely calm. I mean, from... totally agitated mind, a totally calm mind, from totally freaked out heart chakra to totally calm heart chakra in like 2 minutes.
Oh,
three
wow.
breaths and an nice. Embodied awakening refresher. So I just wanted to, that just happened this morning. So just to let you know, I don't care how intense it is, you know, once you decide to take control of your consciousness, you can get back on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to share that very tiny little story. So what were you going to say, baby?
That's neat.
What was your experience like?
So, oh, well, thanks for So, some of you may or may not know, I'm actually in a mystery school with a local teacher here in Asheville. And so, she takes us on in a space where we ground first, and the grounding, we ground in an energetic umbilical cord as wide as our hips down into Pachamama, and then we allow whatever energies need to come are coming up then to go down that grounding cord, and then we tune in to the crown chakra and we open up the petals of the crown chakra, and then tune into the eighth center, which is the Ba in Egyptian tradition. That's what I'm trying to say. And then as we watch that light, and as it expands and grows and grows and becomes so vibrant, then bringing that down into the body. And so what I'm finding interesting is that the practice I just described seems to coincide so beautifully with what is happening tonight or here. What I experienced doing the awakening, the invocation, was it was just like this thin, shimmery, not cellophane, but like something that you might breathe through. But a real thin cloak went over a layer of my aura, and just embodied me. Just held me. It was so beautiful. So I can see how, you know, everyone has a different experience with this. I'm interested to know what everyone else's experience is.
Ooh, let's find out.
So
the two that are left.
Let's make this interactive.
Okay.
Interactive.
Yeah. So let's check with Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie.
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi.
So what did the Embodied Awakening Refresher make any difference for you?
Yes, I use it. Several times a week at least.
Mm-hmm.
And
how about like it tonight? Always,
it works well even on top of other things.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. So did it get you down to zero mental chatter?
Yes. I almost fell asleep too.
So did I.
Because I'm tired.
Oh. That'll do it. Okay. So just to be super fair, were you at zero mental chatter even before we got to the Embodied Awakening Refresher?
Yes.
Okay. Did it make any difference beyond? Because you can't go from zero to zero. I mean, it's already not there. But was there any difference beyond just the absence of chatter?
It always does. It's just like another level of deepening or expanding. Or it does go deeper.
Oh, good.
It does go deeper. Mm-hmm. I feel it the most in the sixth and the fourth chakra. You know, it just really goes deep there. And then I have a feeling what Makisla is about to do is going to, the Dantian or the second chakra is going to be nice and relaxed also.
Nice. Cool. Thank you. It's always super helpful to get feedback. So we're going to mute you. Thank you, Jeannie. And then here's Maite again.
Maite.
So, what was your experience with the, any difference from where you were through the embodied awakening refresher and then what you were feeling afterward?
Well, yeah, it was, it's always wonderful ever since I found you, that, you know, the embodied awakenings have allowed me to go into that deeper level. It's much deeper than zero. Just like Jeannie was describing, it's that zero mental chatter, and it's a tingling all over my body. Sometimes it's more prone in different areas of my body. Today was mostly in my legs. And so wherever that chatter goes, it goes, and it's gone. And that's where I just feel a complete wholeness. That's the best way I can describe it for me.
Cool. Well, thank
you.
That's beautiful. I'm so grateful for all your feedback.
Okay. Always. All right, so I'm grateful for both of you.
Oh, well, thanks. Okay, we're going to mute you back.
I'm grateful for you, too.
Okay. So, really, that was the whole agenda tonight. I just really wanted to explore the idea of mental chatter and, you know, go through a series of less and then more effective tools for clearing it. Mm-hmm. And I just want to add a little PS here. We hang out with some friends and everyone we know is going through a lot of intensity right now. Even the most conscious people who've done years and years of spiritual work on themselves, they're getting hit with real high intensity things now. And of course, astrologically, Saturn and Pluto are getting ready to come together. And they're going to be together all year for the most part in 2020. It's just a very, very intense time now for everybody.
Yikes.
And then Jupiter comes along and makes them even bigger for most of 2020. It's just amazing. My astrology forecast will be up soon. You can learn about it in detail if you wish. But anyhow, the point I'm making is it's really an important time now at this moment in history to have good tools to shift consciousness. And I tangented slightly from what I was going to point out, which was, most of these people, I hear them say, well, I have this real intense thing come up and I just let it be there. And they'll let this really challenging feeling or state hang around for a day or two. Mm-hmm. And rather than try to shift it, they'll just let it be there. And this seems to be the dominant approach. And I don't quite get it, you know, because I'm very shamanic, and shamanism for me is about, if you don't have an optimal field, you shift it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to acknowledge right now there may be some benefit to not shifting it and just letting the heaviness be there for as long as it's there that I'm not yet hip to. So
I think that there's a sense among the people we hang out with of integrating these energies as opposed to sitting down and clearing them out. And there's a difference, but when you're, you know, at a level 10 anxiety level, and you need to shift your brain, I think doing it faster rather than slower would be more beneficial.
Yeah. So, you know, personally, I got stuff to do, and I don't really have time to sit around all day in this deep funk, not being able to do anything because my deadlines don't care about that.
Yeah.
So I'll grant you, I'm coming from a very high productivity thing. And of course, if you listening to this have found that there is significant benefit for you, if a challenging state comes up, just to simply be in the state for as long as it lasts and you have that luxury and that works for you, then by all means do that. Mm-hmm. But I, if there's a wisdom there, I haven't caught it yet. Mm-hmm. And when I ask for things to be released, I'm totally happy to have them integrate. Mm-hmm. And I have had the experience many times of a heavy energy. Yeah. Instead of flushing away, it somehow shifts to light and integrates into me. Mm-hmm. So I don't demand that things, I just say, hey, just let's either harmonize this or release it.
Yeah.
One or the other.
So I'm seeing that Jeannie wrote, in our chat group, me too. I like to have an optimal field because then my outer world shifts pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's as within, so without.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I'm very big on shifting my inner field if it's not to my liking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we mm-hmm. were one, because if you have mental chatter, you're not awake. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying there's no divine consciousness at all, but if that light, my experience for years has been, if that light body is fully present, then there is no mental chatter. And for me, the distinction is you can still think, of course, but the analogy I like to use is an old-fashioned radio station. Now with digital radio, this doesn't even happen anymore. There is no static. But
remember the old.
But in the old days when they had the dials, you turned right. You might have, the stage is not tuned. There's a bunch of static and a little bit of music, right?
Yeah.
And that's the way most people's minds are. It's all like mostly static and just these random crazy thoughts bouncing around like pinballs, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the chattery mind. But when you're awake, the station is tuned in 100% clear. The only thoughts that are there are thoughts that are relevant and helpful for what you are actually doing right now.
Yeah.
And emotions are available too. If you're not awake, then there tend to be all these discordant, crazy pinball emotions, then just bounce you all over the place. But when you're awake, the only emotion that arises is the one that's relevant for your current activity.
Excuse me, that's right.
So that to me is a superior state to, you know, just the crazy that most people are in, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's my bias. I prefer that.
And, you know, also, in addition, doing the invocation is immediate. But then if you go right back to screen time, or to really crazy music, or the, you know, whatever's going on, you're going to be feeding that energy as opposed to feeding your higher frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So really, because your comment, Jeannie, the outer world does play a factor, and we can shift that. And also make good choices about not really limiting screen time, which is, I've been on the screen freaking all day. It's been not bad. It's bad today. If I was doing other things. But anyhow, so keeping that high frequency of our embodiment does require some outer decisions, to be made.
Yeah, that comes to mind. I mean, I heard the phrase again yesterday. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, if I spend the same amount of time, I'm thinking, do I really want to be more like that person?
Mm-hmm.
So I may choose to spend less time with some and more with others.
Yeah.
And it's also, and diet, like Mickey's was saying, is everything.
Mm.
It's not just your food. It is the environment you live in and the environment you work in and the environments you voluntarily enter during the day, and the music you hear, and the video you watch, and
mm-hmm.
and the general ambience of the environment, sound, you know, all of it. Everything that impacts your five senses is your food.
I think what I heard yesterday that it's either 60 or 80% of what goes into our brain enters through the eyes
mm-hmm.
from what we see and what we read. I think that's pretty crazy, like amazing. Like, so we're so visual, right? Which makes sense with all of our screens and
mm-hmm.
screens and screens and screens. So what we're watching makes really a big difference.
Yeah, the eyes, you know, influence the energy more than anything, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, just be mindful of that. And this is not a you should not kind of thing. It's just
ideas.
We're free will and you can do whatever you want, but it's good, I think, to notice the impact of the catalyst you're choosing and how it's actually mm-hmm. affecting you.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess it varies because I'm a big fan of progressive rock. And I just found this artist named Pliny, Plini, and this album, Handmade Cities, that I think is like, right now, I think it's the most amazing album I've ever heard. And I just love it. Can't listen to it enough. And it's very, well, I just love it. Anyhow, but this is not music you would associate with awakening. It's just, you know, very...
It's up. It's high. It's very, high
but
high
it
energy.
Just puts me into a deep, awesome state when I listen to it. Mm-hmm. So you know, most people listen to that and they would turn it off in 5 seconds. That's just too crazy, you know? But I love it. So find out your...
What works for you.
We're all different. We all have different frequency and wiring. Find your particular catalyst that puts you in the good spot, and seek that for yourself. And it may be real different for someone else's. That's why we have headphones.
You know? That's right. That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm getting, we don't even need the sacred container. Mm-hmm. So, and I want to make that point is, I'm feeling a close. Are you feeling like we're nearly done?
Yeah, I feel like we're done. Yeah.
So again, this is the first, I think this is the first call of this nature we've ever done without setting a container. But the reason we chose it, and I was kind of intuitive feeling we're going to do that, was you don't have to set one. Mm-hmm. These invocations, these tools do not require you to do anything beyond the tool.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the point we're making in choosing to have a container-free experience tonight. Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's helpful for you, especially if, you know, if you're in a state, right? I mean, in a state, and the invocation, you employ the invocation, it can't hurt. And it might even make you feel better, just emotionally, to call your guides in. Call in Archangel Michael. Call someone and ask for backup, you know. They're there to help you. That's what they're there for, right? Mm-hmm. So the invocation does its job, yeah. But then the guides come around you, and they circle all around you, and then it's perfect, right? Because you're in a place where you can really hear and really be guided, because your sympathetic system is now shh. Especially if you do a little bit of pranayama. And then you're in a space where, okay, I don't have to fight or flight. I can chill. And now I can actually listen and receive and go from there. So I think that's perfect.
Sweet. Thank you, baby.
Yeah.
All right. So feel like we're done.
Yeah, I feel like
we
we're done.
We came too. In under an hour. That's great.
Oh. Does anyone have a, is it all right if I just ask if anyone has any comments? So...
let's take one at a time, baby.
Okay, so I will... So Jeannie, you are unmuted. Do you have any other comments or any observations that you would like to make known?
Well, the most fun thing that happened on this call was you talked... well, because it was new. You remember you talked about grounding... All the way down as wide as your hips.
Yep.
Okay, that's a little new. And then you said the top chakra was like a lotus opening.
Yes.
And then you did the chakra above that one.
The eighth chakra. That's called the ba.
Yeah, you brought it down. Mm-hmm. And and when I did it, it reminded me of when the ball drops on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
And it goes all the way through, you know, every chakra, and then you do it again. And it was just fun.
That's
inner
neat.
Child
oh, yeah. Like that. That's cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other feedback?
Pardon?
Any other feedback, Jeannie?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Cool. All right, thank you.
Thank you. I loved everything.
Thanks.
And we'll touch on Maite as well. So here she comes. Hey, Maite. Hello.
It was fun. It was interactive. I love getting your feedback and both of you sharing with one another because I guess we're all still evolving in our own way. And so this gives us an ability, and because it was a very quaint and small group, it gave us the ability to have feedback from everyone. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate something like this, but I still love my drums and my hoocha being gone and all that.
So we'll have plenty more of that too. We're always open to inspiration and experimentation though.
Yes, awesome. But it was wonderful. It was a wonderful way of not only and getting to know Mikisela, right?
Mikisela.
Energy Mikisela, I love what you bring. To awakening, to the shamanic awakening as well as the rest of the awakenings. I think that you are a wonderful half and half of Benjamin. Oh. I'm so happy.
Thank you.
Thank you. I also
you.
Thank you, Maite.
Thank
you again, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, muting you back.
And anyone listening to the recording or the video later, We welcome your interaction too, your feedback.
Yeah, always.
You can always email us at Astro Shaman.
Well, actually, they just reply to, they get an email at least weekly, if not more.
Okay, so just reply to that.
Yeah, just reply to any emails, we'll get them.
Yep, yep.
If you remember Awakening Plus, you're getting emails.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Good stuff going on.
So that's it. We came in right at an hour, and thanks for hanging out with us and doing the call. And
thank you.
Now you know how to deal with mental chatter. Yay.
Yay.
All right. Good night, and we'll see you again soon. All right. Mm-hmm. Be well.